questions, we're here to help. Western National Bank, community, culture, commerce. Visit us at mywnb.com or stop by your local branch today. Member FDIC.
Bump, set, fight. It's time for high school volleyball on Sunny 101.3. All the hard-hitting serves, spectacular defensive plays, and great teamwork. Your place for high school volleyball on Sunny 101.3. Let's go live to the court.
From Johnson County Central High School in Tecumseh, it's time for live high school volleyball here on Sunny 101.3. The Johnson County Central Thunderbirds began this season in late August with their first win of the year. They have played 30 matches, and they have come away with 30 wins. An incredible record. Johnson County Central, the last remaining undefeated volleyball team in the state of Nebraska. Hi again, everybody. I'm Randy Gatula, getting set for volleyball. Very pleased to have on side this afternoon Sunny 101.3 Dylan Hendricks. And Dylan, I'm excited. This is going to be fun.
It is. It's great. And, you know, it has that real postseason feel to it. Everybody knows that 30-0 record, it's a one-game season from here on out.
A lot of times when you get to the district finals, you may end up playing somebody you've never seen, you've never watched from another part of the state. That's not the case here. In fact, these two teams have matched up twice already this year. Now, it's interesting to note that in the 30 wins that Johnson County Central has put together, they have played 78 sets. Their record in sets, 73-5. That's right, folks. They only lost 5 sets all season. They lost twice to Freeman. They lost 1 to Thayer Central. The other 2 lost sets, this very opponent here, Elmwood Murdoch. In fact, we had one of those games live here on Sunny 101.3, and looking back, in both cases, it was the second set in a 3-1 match that Elmwood Murdoch was able to take. They won the second set on October 16th, 25-20. For the game we carried, that was the ECNC Championship Final on October 20th. Elmwood Murdoch took that one 25-19. But here's the thing you have to look at. Elmwood Murdoch won that set 25-19, but the other 3 sets, 25-11, 25-14, and 25-12. So Johnson County Central dominated in the 3 sets that they won. Nevertheless, Elmwood Murdoch knows they can play with these girls, and they can take a set.
And one thing about it, Randy, this is a great environment they have here at JCC, and it's an environment that Elmwood Murdoch has played in 3-4 times over the past, you know, month. They've spent more time here than they probably have on their home court.
It's a packed house here, and I don't know if this was a coordinated effort or not. Granted, the school colors do have some red in them here at Johnson County Central, but with the Husker football game coming up later this evening, the far stands on the south side are completely packed, and it looks like 90% of those people are wearing Husker sweatshirts and t-shirts. I see a couple of Kansas City Chiefs ones across the way, but the football fans are here taking in some high school volleyball this afternoon before they move on to watching the Husker blackout tonight from Lincoln. Well, let's see. We're a couple of minutes away here yet from our national anthem and our introduction of starting lineups. Why don't we take a look at the starting lineups here right now? First of all, for the Elmwood Murdoch Knights, they are 18-12 on the season. 2 of those losses, of course, as we said, to Johnson County Central. At the libero, Zoe Zaret. Zaret is a 5'6" senior. Hannah Bornemeyer is an outside hitter. She's a sophomore at 5'6". Brooklyn Manns, a right side hitter, 5'7", and a senior. Brooke Gowdy, an outside hitter. She has 188 kills on the season. She's a 5'8" senior. Annie Backemeyer, she's their biggest weapon. She's in attacking, hitting .268 is on the season. She has 322 kills. She is a 5'9" senior middle hitter. Asley Hurdle, she's the tallest girl out there, just a sophomore at 5'10", a middle hitter. She has 166 kills on the season. And Lucy Backemeyer is the center. She is a 5'9" sophomore. And again, the Knights are 18-12. They're coached by Coach Nicole Justison. For the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds, they are, as we said, 30-0 on the season. Tim Hedger, their head coach. They will go with a 5'7" senior middle blocker, Charlene Bobadilla. Bobadilla, as we said, a senior at 5'7", has 19 blocks, 33 kills on the year. Riley Wellensek. Wellensek is the center. We'll call her name a lot. She's kind of the spark plug that makes this engine run. Slavicek with 834 assists, 82 kills of her own. Those comes on those sneaky little dinks where she dumps it over the net when they're expecting the set to beat the Slavicek, a sophomore at 5'9". Molly Weber. Molly's kind of the unsung hero on this team. 147 kills, 43 blocks. She's 5'10 and a junior. Molly's big secret to her success is when everybody's watching Lubin and Beefy, she sneaks up and pounds one home on you, and she does that occasionally. Sophia Smith is a libero. She's 5'8 and a sophomore, has 305 digs. Harley Lubin, part of that 1-2 punch, hitting .322 on the season, 253 kills, a senior at 5'11. Ashley Beefy, the other outside hitter, she's hitting .402 on the year and has 508 kills, 269 digs. And then Reese Carter is a libero defensive specialist, a sophomore at 5'7". Those are the starters for Johnson County Central. Coach Tim Hedger, they are 30-0. This is Class C2 District Finals. The winner here moves to state. And if Johnson County Central can get the win here, they would, of course, go in as the number one seed. That means they would be playing Thursday afternoon at 5 o'clock at Pinnacle Bank Arena on the North Court. That's what we know so far if they do get the win here today. Getting set for our national anthem and our introduction of starting lineups. So we're going to step aside and take a two-minute timeout. Don't go away. We'll be back with high school volleyball coming your way right here on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Man, I loved playing high school sports growing up. And it's fun being a fan now, don't get me wrong, but sitting in the stands feels like I'm missing out on all the action, you know? I wanted to get back in the game, so I signed up to be a high school official. It takes me back to my playing days. I'm supporting students, and I get paid to make the big calls. Do you want to see the game up close? Sign up to become an official in Nebraska at highschoolofficials.com.
Hello everyone, this is Natalia, a health navigator at Community Medical Center. Medicare open enrollment is happening now through December 7th. It's the perfect time to review your plan and make sure your coverage still fits your needs. If you'd like help understanding your options or setting up a plan review, call Community Medical Center 402-245-6739 to schedule a time. Community Medical Center, amazing people, exceptional care.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Johnson Quick Stop is your one-stop shop in Johnson, Nebraska for travel, fuel, and repair needs. From fresh home-cooked meals for breakfast and lunch to gas, drinks, pizza, burgers, and even quick vehicle repairs, we've got you covered. We're also the proud sponsors of the Father's Day Chicken Barbecue. We're not your average convenience store. We serve the cities of Johnson, Tecumseh, and the surrounding area with fast, affordable, and friendly service that'll keep you moving. Johnson Quick Stop, where small-town service meets everything you need, all in one stop.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Johnson County Central High School in Tecumseh, Nebraska. Today's district final action presented to you by Mead Lumber. Mead Lumber is your hometown building partner. Of course, we'd like to thank all of our other sponsors as well. This coverage of Johnson County Central Volleyball today brought to you by Community Medical Center in Falls City, Auburn and Insurance Service and Tecumseh Insurance Agency, and Western National Bank.
I want to remind everyone that if things go well here for Johnson County Central this afternoon, as we said before the break, they would be undefeated and be the number one seed of the state tournament next week. The number one seed scheduled to play at 5 p.m. on Thursday, Pinnacle Bank Arena. And, of course, if Johnson County Central is there, Sunny 101.3 will be there also. We have plans to follow the Lady Thunderbirds throughout their competition at the state tournament in Lincoln. Looking down the road at the brackets, a win on Thursday means they they would play at 1 o'clock Friday afternoon, again at Pinnacle Bank Arena, this time on the South Court. And a win there would put them in the championship, which would be played at the Bob Devaney Center at 1 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. Should they stumble and find themselves in a third-place consolation game, that would be played at 3 o'clock at Lincoln East High School on Saturday afternoon. But whenever and wherever the Lady Thunderbirds are competing at the state tournament, you'll hear live coverage right here on Sunny 101.3. Dylan, we had a one score in already from C2. U10 defeated St. Paul, right? 3-0?
That's correct. And a lot of them are tipping off here, serving first serves at 1, 2, 3 o'clock today. So a lot of high school volleyball action around the state.
Folks listening in Fall City, if you're looking for Sacred Heart Irish volleyball, they don't have their first serve until 3 o'clock. We will have live coverage of the Irish also. They are on the road all the way out of Cambridge. Troy Nelson made the trip with the Lady Irish, and he'll have a pregame show at 2:50. First serve scheduled for 3 o'clock. That'll be coming up over on our sister station, KTNC. And then, of course, we will follow that volleyball game to its completion, and as soon as it wraps up, we'll join the Husker Sports Network in progress, and we'll have Nebraska and USC, a 6:30 kickoff. That'll be live also over on KTNC. We've had the introduction of starting lineups. We're just moments away from the first serve here in the Class C2 District Final. Your Johnson County Central Thunderbirds and the Elmwood Murdoch Knights. And I want to send a special shout out to my friend Owen Coons up in the Elmwood area. We know he listens into these broadcasts on the Combine, and I would not be surprised if Owen doesn't have the Combine radio tuned to Sunny 101.3. I know he was listening last week when we covered Elmwood Murdoch. So, Owen, be careful. Don't run off into the fence or something with that Combine. And hope you enjoy the broadcast. My name is Randy Gatula. Dylan Henry stood alongside Ray Penning as our producer-engineer back at the Sunny 101.3 studios as part of the MSC Radio Network Complex. And we're ready to get underway. The official out checking the rotation of the starting lineups. Aguin, Bobadilla, Wellenson, Weber, Smith, Lubin, Carter, and Beasley for Johnson County. Jarrett, Warnemeyer, Manns, Gowdy, Backemeyer, Hurdle, and Backemeyer. Lucy Backemeyer for Elmwood Murdoch. Lucy Backemeyer to serve first for the Knights. And we're underway. Into the back row received by Lubin. Pass forward to Wellenset. Set to Weber. Weber with the kill. Got it off the block. Weber put it deep in the back row. The back row girl couldn't handle it. The ball went up against the wall. Point Johnson County Central. Molly Weber to serve now for the Thunderbirds. JC up quickly here, 1-0. Here's Weber's jump serve. Into the back row, middle receive. Pass it forward, set across to the left side. Try for the block. Try for the swing on the kill was Andy Backemeyer. The ball is out. Point goes to Johnson County Central.
And it's interesting, you pointed it out, they went to Weber right away on the first hit of the game instead of.
Well, everybody's so concentrated on Lubin and Beefy, Weber will surprise you. All right, here's Weber back to serve. Molly Weber serves back row right. Passes forward to the center, Backemeyer. Backemeyer with a set from the left side, a big swing. I don't think there was a touch there. No touch. Hannah Bornemeyer took a big swing at that one, but put it out in the back corner, no touch. Molly Weber set to serve again. JCC out to a quick 3-0 lead. Weber serve. Drops it into the middle, back row. Pass forward to Backemeyer. Backemeyer sets to the left side, and that's going to be in the corner by Annie Backemeyer. Got it down for the kill. 3-1 your score. Johnson County Central up early here in set number one of the C2 District Final. Now serving for Elmwood Murdoch is Hannah Bornemeyer, the 5'6 sophomore. She'll serve from the left rear corner. Bornemeyer serve, just clears the net. They set it to Wellensack. To Beethy for the set. Beethy with a kill. Beethy put that one right in the grill of Zoe Zirat. Zirat just not able to handle it.
And that's just a tough attack to stop, especially when you only have one blocker out there. She hits right around it.
Well, the trajectory on that thing is not coming in horizontally. It's coming in at a 45-degree angle to the floor. Now back serving for Johnson County, Riley Wellensack. Wellensack to Backemeyer. Backemeyer sets across to the far side. The swing by Gowdy. Gowdy couldn't get it down. Set to Beethy. Beethy into the back row. They dug it out. They'll struggle to get it. It'll be a free ball over the net. Back to Johnson County Central. Wellensack again sets to Beethy on the left side, and Beethy with a kill. her second of the afternoon. Johnson County Central goes up 5-1 here in Tecumseh.
It's a huge start for the T-Birds, one they needed for Helmut Murdoch. Just calm down here and then get the side out.
Wallensack back to serve. Wallensack with the jump serve from the right rear corner. Dumps it into the middle. They're going to have trouble handling this one. They save it off the away from the wall. Lubin receives in the back row to Wallensack. Wallensack to Beathy. Got it down. Beathy with a cross-court swing just inside the right side line. Boy, that's hard to stop.
6.3 kills for Ashley Beathy already.
Yeah, Beathy hitting, what did we say here? She's hitting 402 on the season. That's phenomenal. All right, Riley Wallensack again serving for JCC. Oh, service error into the net. Well, Riley had a couple of good ones there. That one went into the net. In for Elmwood Murdoch. Asley Hurdle checks in replacing Zirith, the libero. Hurdle, 5'10 sophomore in there to play in that front row. Back serving now is Annie Backemeyer. Backemeyer, that one is long. It's out. Service error. Point Johnson County. Johnson County Central has jumped out to a 7-2 lead here in set number one of the C2 District Final. Ashley Beathy back now serving for Johnson County Central. As Beathy just lobbed one over the net. The set from Hurdle goes across the way. Blocked back to Gowdy, but it goes out of bounds off the block. Gowdy will get the kill, and it'll be point to the Knights.
For the Knights here, you don't want to give the T-Birds any free points. They don't struggle scoring the way it is, so.
Riley Gordon checks in now to serve, a 5'5 senior defensive specialist. Picked up in the back row. Pass over to Lubin for the swing. On the block, it goes off of Lubin out of bounds, and it'll be a point to the Knights. In the game now for Johnson County Central, Sophia Smith, the libero. She's in the back row back there along with Beathy and Lubin waiting to receive the serve from Grayson Haynes. Picked up, they set it forward, the set to Lubin. Lubin with the swing off the block, got the kill. Harley Lubin picks up the kill for Johnson County Central, her first of the afternoon. You're just checking in. We're live from Johnson County Central High School in Tecumseh. I'm Randy Gatula along with Dylan Henricks. Johnson County Central up 8-4 here in set number one of the C2 District Final. On the serve is Smith to the back row. Pass the ball forward to Backemeyer. The Backemeyer set goes across with the swing is Gowdy. Can't get it down. Set to Lubin. Lubin had it blocked back. Picked that nicely. Wallensack will set Lubin again. Blocked back. Lubin comes down to get it. Weathers can't handle it. It drops on Johnson County Central side. Point Elwood Murdoch.
We said it before. This is a Knights team who's not intimidated by this environment, not intimidated by the team. They've seen this setting before.
Brooke Gowdy, a senior, 5'8", 188 kills on the season. She's an outside hitter and back to serve. Here's Gowdy served to the back row. Received by Beathy to Wallensack. Wallensack sets Lubin. Lubin tries to push it down the left line, can't get it. Again, this time Smith will set Lubin. Lubin got it blocked back. Weber tries to dig it out. A nice job of blocking the swing there by Lucy Backemeyer. She's a 5'9 sophomore, and Backemeyer got both hands up there. Brooke Gowdy serving now. Gowdy, the senior, outside hitter. Here's the serve. Beathy receives. Puts it forward. Here's Molly Weber, and Weber swings just long. It's going to be out, and the point goes to Elmwood Murdoch. Tonight's fighting back into this thing now, 8-7. Continuing to serve is Brooke Gowdy. Gowdy served to the back row, picked up by Schmidt. Pass to Wallensack, set for Lubin. Lubin tries to just dink one over, couldn't get it down. Free ball. Weber with the tamper. It was an overpass. You don't do that to Molly Weber. She's going to respond every time.
And it's unfortunate for the Knights. They were on a 6-1 run, and just a little bit of an overpass gave the T-Birds a free point there.
All right. Now serving is Reese Carter for Johnson County Central. Here's Carter serve to the back row. Comes across to Backemeyer. They have to put a free ball across. Beat the back row pass to Wallensack. Wallensack sent for Lubin. Lubin tried to tip one over the block. Couldn't get it down. Backemeyer across court set. Tough swing down the left side. Dug out nicely. Tipped across by Weber. They're going to get a free ball back to Johnson County Central. Received by Smith. Pass to Wallensack. Wallensack sent to Lubin. Lubin with the swing. Off the block is dug out. Picked up. Swing it the other direction into the net. Attack error by Hannah Bornemeyer, and the point goes to Johnson County Central.
The T-Birds back in front. 10-7 is our score here from Tecumseh.
All right, Reese Carter serving, a sophomore, 5'7". defensive specialist. Here's her serve. Back row center. Pass to Backemeyer. Backemeyer sets it across. The swing is blocked. Now again, Wellensack tried to tip one over. Couldn't get it that time. They were ready for it. Lucy Backemeyer with the swing. Wellensack with a set to Molly Weber. Weber just tried to buff one over with her fist. Can't get it down. Here comes a swing at the net. Picked up in the corner by Wellensack. Wellensack with the swing. It's blocked back. Wellensack sets it across with a free ball. And the whistle will say a double hit. And the point goes to Elmwood Murdoch. Hard-fought battle here early in set number one, 10-8, Johnson County Central up by two. Serving is Zoe Zirrett. Zirrett to the back row. Beatty receives the serve. Passes forward to Wellensack. The set to Lubin. Harley Lubin across court with a swing to the far side. Can't get it down. Nice block by Weber. Beatty chases the ball down to the back row. Set to Lubin. Harley Lubin had it blocked back, and it's out on the block. Off the block, out of bounds. Point goes Johnson County Central.
And for all we talk about the BC offense, the BC defense in the back row is a plus for the T-Birds as well.
Coach Nicole Justison questioning that one. She felt that it wasn't out over here, but she loses that debate. Now serving is Harley Lubin. Backemeyer tried to tip one across and got it. Lucy Backemeyer, the setter, caught him sleeping, and she put it right in the donut hole. 11-9, Johnson County Central up by two. Serving for the Knights is Lucy Backemeyer. Backemeyer served. Lubin has trouble handling it, and an ace serve for Lucy Backemeyer. 11-10, Johnson County Central up by one. Class C2 District Final. We're live from Johnson County Central in Tecumseh. Lucy Backemeyer serving. It's out. Service error. Point Johnson County Central. That's a tough break for Elmwood Murdoch, Dylan, because when they get things rolling, then a service error just ends everything. It was a hitting error earlier that stopped their run. 12-10, JCC up by two with Molly Weber serving for the Thunderbirds. Weber to the back row. Backemeyer with the set across. And the big swing that time by Annie Backemeyer. Now the set to Beatty. Beatty tried to put one down, but it hit the antenna. And that's out. So it'll be an attack error by Beatty. And the point goes to the Knights. Hard-fought battle so far here, Dylan. 12-11, JCC maintaining the lead. In serving now is Grayson Haynes. A lob serve to the back row. Wellensack. Beatty tips one across. It's picked up. A free ball coming back across to JCC. Reese Carter. The set comes across to Beatty. She'll have the kill. When they can get the ball over to Ashley Beatty here on the left side, she's almost unstoppable.
She is, and she can go down the line. She can go cross court. Her arsenal of attacks are just huge for a high school player.
All right. We got back service. Going to be... Can't pick up the number if you can help me. I think that's Wellensack. There's the swing, and is it out? Or did we have a touch? No touch. The swing was put up Lucy Backemeyer, but she was wide of the mark on the left side. And again, back serving is Riley Wellensack. Here's Wellensack with the serve. Zirrett passes forward. Backemeyer across the big attack on the far side by Brooke Gowdy. It's blocked out off the block. Point goes to Elmwood Murdoch. 14-12. JCC up by two here in set number one. Serving for the Knights of Elmwood Murdoch, Annie Backemeyer. Backemeyer with a jump serve to the back row. Schmidt passes forward to Wellensack. She'll set Beatty. Beatty just with that little dink, and we've seen her do that so much this season. They're expecting the big right-handed swing going across the court. Instead, she goes up with the left hand and just tips it off to the left, just inside the left line, and it's very, very effective. All right, Ashley Beatty, the senior, back to serve now, the jump serve from Johnson County. Pass to Backemeyer. A free ball coming across to Johnson County. Beatty receives. Pass to Wellensack. Wellensack sets to Lubin. Lubin with a hard swing on the attack. Dug out in the back row. Into the net. And a point goes to Johnson County Central.
Five kills on the day for Beatty so far. 16-12. Johnson County Central lead here early over the Elmwood Murdoch Knights.
All right, Ashley Beatty ready to serve once again. Big girl, she gets up there 6'3 with that jump serve, comes in across, horizontal across the net. Set goes across the way to Gowdy. Gowdy swing, picked up in the back row, set to Lubin. Lubin, right into Gowdy. Gowdy dug it up. They'll have to chase after this one, a free ball. Bobadilla puts it across. There's a swing and a kill for Harley Lubin. I told this story last week when we were on there. When Harley Lubin was 5 years old, she used to come up and sit at my broadcast table. Talk more about that later. Timeout on the floor, 17-12, Johnson County Central, up by five in set number one. We'll step aside for a 30-second break on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Life can be tough at times, especially when dealing with the loss of a loved one. Wherry Mortuary understands what you're going through and can make things a bit easier for you during your time of grief. Whether you're pre-planning or making final arrangements, Joe Davis and Todd Deerberger are expert advisors and can assist you with the necessary plans. Wherry Mortuary in southeast Nebraska, with homes in Humboldt, Pawnee City, and Tecumseh. Wherry Mortuary, their family serving your family.
Sunny 101.3.
Did something dumb. I brought some really nice homemade cookies out here from the hospitality room. I can't eat cookies and call volleyball. You want one?
I'm good right now.
Okay. 17-12, Johnson County Central, up by five here in set number one. Coming out of the timeout by Elwin Murdoch, Ashley Beatty will still be at the service line as Beatty ready with that big jump serve of hers. Propels it to the back row. Zira digs it out. Passes to Backemeyer. Backemeyer, a big swing from the left side. It's going to be out. On the attack was Asley Hurdle. Hurdle's just a sophomore, 5'10". Just a little too much gunpowder on that one, and it was about a foot out of bounds on the back line. Beatty continues to serve. Her team up now by six, 18-12. Zirat in the back row to Backemeyer. Backemeyer sets it across to Hurdle. Hurdle puts a free ball across. There's Wolensek set to Lubin. Lubin got it blocked back. Again, they'll set this time out of the back row to Beatty with the kill. Boy, when you bring Beatty out of the back row on that swing, man. Kind of looks like something you'd see going on in Lincoln with the Huskers right now, doesn't it?
Sixth kill of the day for BT.
Wow. She looks a lot like Andy Jackson once in a while, the way she pounds that thing down. BT with the serve once again, continuing to serve. Backemeyer, back row set. Big swing by Annie Backemeyer. Now they set Lubin. Lubin off the block is tipped up. The attack the other direction, dipped under. Nice job by Wolensek to dig it out. Smith sends Lubin. Lubin off balance. Got it across the net, though, on the swing. There's a big swing in the middle. Put across by Hurdle. Dug out by Beatty. Sent to Lubin. Lubin off the block. We're going to have a net violation. And the point's going to go to Elwood Murdoch. Riley Gordon checking into the lineup now, replacing Brooklyn Manns. Gordon comes in to serve here, a serving specialist for Elmwood Murdoch. 19-13, JCC up by six. Smith passes to Wolensek. Wolensek sets it across. There's a swing that won't go. They tip it down again. Wolensek digs it out. Smith with the set to Lubin. Lubin swinging to the corner. It's long. Just outside the back line in the back corner. Help me ID the young lady here in the front row. Just to the left of Wolensek. Is that Buchanan? Angel Buchanan. Okay. These black numbers on red jerseys are fun, aren't they? Bobadilla got blocked back. Bobadilla tried to tip one across. Great job by Asley Hurdle to get up and squat it back at her. And the point goes to Elwood Murdoch.
And that's all starting with some strong serving here for Gordon for the night. They're putting JCC out of rotation right away with those strong serves.
All right. Riley Gordon to serve. 19-15, JCC up by four. Lubin receives the serve, passes to Wolensek, set right back to Lubin. Oh, an attack error. That one went into the net, did not get it across. Point goes to Elmer Murdoch. Timeout taken. Johnson County Central, 19-16, JCC up by three in set number one. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, Thunderbirds. Winter's on the way. Are you ready? Cheap Drug in downtown Tecumseh is here to help you prep for the season. It's time for those yearly vaccines, including your flu shot. No appointment needed, but a quick call ahead makes it smooth sailing the rest of the way. While you're in, grab everyday essentials like cold meds, vitamins, bandages, and more. Locally owned, community trusted. Cheap Drug keeps Tecumseh healthy one neighbor at a time. On the square in downtown Tecumseh.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back.
back to Johnson County Central High School. The Johnson County Central T-Birds, a 19-16 lead here in the first set over the Elwood Murdoch Knights.
Riley Gordon to continue serving here for the Knights. Here's Gordon's jump serve into the net, a service error. And that has been kind of something that haunted Elwood Murdoch when they played here the first time a couple of weeks ago. Service errors. Point goes JCC. Thunderbirds are the first to 20 here this afternoon. 20-16, set number one. Serving is Sophia Smith, the sophomore libero for Johnson County. Here's Smith's serve. Ooh, just a rocket ship right across the net. Swing into the back row, picked up nicely by BD. Wellensack sets to Lubin. Lubin with the kill. Lubin just rolled that puppy. That was what they called the slide. She came across here, rolled it across the net to the far side, dropped it in for the kill. 21-16, Johnson County Central up by five now, four away from taking set number one. Sophia Smith to serve for the Thunderbirds. Here is Smith's service. Just clears the net, hit the tape. The set goes across to the back row, blocked by Molly Weber, and it'll drop on Johnson County Central side. Points of the Knights, 21-17.
Well, we have a quick break here. Special shout-out to a couple of our sponsors, Johnson County Hospital, Leary Mortuary, and Johnson Quick Stop.
Jalen Fleshman in to serve now, a sophomore. Fleshman serving for the Knights. The jump serve picked up by Lubin in the back row. Pass to Wellensack. To Molly Weber. Weber with the kill. You hear me say this, and I know it becomes redundant, but it's interesting to watch the defenders. They are so focused on looking out for Lubin and Beefy that when Wellensack chooses, any time she wants, she can give the ball to Molly Weber, and Molly will deliver. Weber with the kill. Back row, picks it up in the back row is Fleshman. Passes forward to the left side. A big attack over there by Hannah Bornemeyer. And a dink tipped across by Asley Hurdle. Hurdle got it down. Point goes Elmwood Murdoch.
And we've talked about that balanced attack for Johnson County Central. You know, for Molly Weber, that's three kills. Lubin with four. Beefy with six. So they spread their attacks out.
22-18. Johnson County up by four in set number one. Going to be a substitute coming in to serve now, James Simpson. That's right, her name is James. I clarified that earlier. James Simpson serving. Simpson to the back row, Beefy. Oh, Beefy mishandled it to Smith. A free ball coming across, put over there quickly. And now a swing the other direction on the attack is Backemeyer. Annie Backemeyer. Set comes to Lubin. Lubin with a big attack. She can't get it down. There's Backemeyer again. Smith receives back row. There's a tip across and a kill on the surprise attack again by Riley Wellensack, the setter. She'll do that a couple of times every set if you watch this team throughout the year. Riley Wellensack has great vision. She looks to the court. She finds that hole in the donut hole and tips it across. All right. Lubin serving for Johnson County Central to the back row. There's a big swing. No, it got the antenna. On the attack was Annie Backemeyer, but she caught the antenna, and the point goes to Johnson County Central. This will be set point. Timeout taken. Elwood Murdoch, set point coming up when we return after this 30-second timeout on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Raise your glass, grab a sandwich, and settle in. The Grain Bed in Tecumseh has something for everyone to enjoy. From old-fashioned soda fountain sips to stack sandwiches and Nebraska craft brews on tap, it's your hometown hangout. Open Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 8. Follow the fun on Facebook and Instagram, at The Grain Bed Tecumseh, so you can keep up with all of our specials and events. Now let's cheers to good times, downtown on the square in Tecumseh, at The Grain Bed.
Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula, Dylan Henrichs back with you here at Johnson County Central. This is set point for set number one, 24-18. Johnson County with their first set point. Harley Lubin serving for the Thunderbirds. Zirat waits in the back row, most likely the target. Going to be received back row left. Fast forward Backemeyer. Set across, big attack. Got it just inside by Annie Backemeyer. Annie, a senior middle hitter, did a great job. A cross-court swing, dropped it inside the right side line. 24-19, this is the second set point for JCC. Serving is Lucy Backemeyer. back row. It's out. And that'll be Point Johnson County. Set number one goes to JCC. 25-19 is our score for the first set. We'll step aside for a one-minute timeout. We'll be back after this two-minute break. I'm sorry, a two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Western National Bank is a community bank that is owned and operated by two small-town guys with over 30 years of banking experience. At Western National Bank, we focus on building authentic and personal relationships while providing services usually associated with larger banks. Whether you visit us in person or manage your accounts online, you'll always get the same dedicated service. From digital banking to friendly face-to-face conversations, we're here to help. Western National Bank, community, culture, commerce. Visit us at mywnb.com or stop by your local branch today. Member FDIC.
Farming has no set hours, no weekends off. The work can feel endless, but wrapping up that last acre makes it all worth it. At Rank Seed, we get it. We know the pain and joy of farming because our family has been doing it since 1846. Our seed will work as hard as you do. Rank Seed. Results since 1846.
Call Vern Kettlehake at 402-335-8189.
Bacon, ham, ring bologna, hot links. We don't just make them, we win with them. At Dan's Country Meats, our small-town shop is home to award-winning beef, pork, and sausage, with the international trophies to prove it. Family-owned, Nebraska-raised, world-class. Dan's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We have a couple of finals in C2 District Action. UTAN over St. Paul 3-0, and Freeman has defeated Fremont Bergen 3-0 also. Freeman, the Falcons, and UTAN, the Chieftains, are headed to the state tournament in Class C2. Any other scores?
A couple of them in Class C2. Guardian Angel Central Catholic, a 1-0 lead, and that's right now over Valentine. And in Class D, EMF takes set one from Sutton. They're up one set.
Here's
zero.
Thompson, we're ready to move to set number two. Johnson County leading 1-0. They took set number one, 25-19. Harley Lubin serving for JCC as we move into set number two. Across the set goes the Backemeyer to the swing, too hard. Andy Backemeyer just a little bit long on the back line. Point goes to Johnson County Central. That brings Nicole Justison up off the bench shouting instruction. Harley Lubin, second serve, puts it to the back row. Backemeyer sets it across to the far side to Hannah Bornemeyer. Bornemeyer can't get it down. Here's Wolosek set to Beethe off the block. They dug it out in the back row. A swing the other direction and dropping it down in front of Lubin with the kill. Hannah Bornemeyer. Boy, you got Bornemeyer, Backemeyer, and Backemeyer. They're making it tough on the old guy here. All right, serving is Lucy Backemeyer. All even at one apiece here in set number two. Back row, Sophia Smith digs it out forward. There's a set to Weber. Weber didn't get that one down. She tried just to tip one across. Good hard swing the other direction by Annie Backemeyer. Annie Backemeyer with the kill for Elmwood Murdoch. Elmwood Murdoch up now 2-1.
For the Knights, it's their first lead of the day here in set two.
All right, serving for Elmwood Murdoch. Lucy Backemeyer, jump serve. Smith in the back row, dug it out, passes forward. That comes to Beefy. Beefy couldn't get it down to the back row. Dug out nicely. Bornemeyer with the swing, and she'll get the kill. Anna Bornemeyer with the kill, her second one of this set. 3-1. This is the set that they have been winning in previous matches, set number two. Let's see what happens here. Lucy Backemeyer to serve. Backemeyer serve just clears the net. It's going to be a service error wide to the left, and I believe that's the third or fourth service error of the afternoon, maybe four already here for Elmwood Murdoch. So now Molly Weber will serve it for Johnson County Central. Elwin Murdoch up 3-2 here in set number two. Backemeyer with the set to Backemeyer. Backemeyer with a swing and a kill. Not able to handle it back there in the back row that time was Harley Lubin. Now checking in, Grayson Haynes comes in to serve here for Elwin Murdoch. Backemeyer, Backemeyer, and Bornemeyer up on the front line now for a tongue twister. Haynes serve. Smith passes forward. Wellensack. Wellensack set to Beethy. He can't stop that. Beethy just, the trajectory, I wish if you couldn't see this out here on radio, the trajectory, she's so far above the net, that ball is coming down at almost a 45-degree angle at the floor. That one hit hard. All right, Wellensack serving. Wellensack, a serve, not able to handle it. Sometimes when Beattie takes that big swing, I'm wondering if maintenance doesn't need to come out and check the floor for damage out here. We could put a crater in the floor out there. Wellensack serving. 4-4, all even here in set number two. The set from Lucy Backemeyer to the near side. She sets it to Annie Backemeyer. Annie Backemeyer got the touch and the kill. The kill to Annie Backemeyer makes it 5-4. Elwin Murdoch up by one. Bobadilla back into the lineup now for Johnson County Central. Waiting for the serve. The jump serve coming by Annie Backemeyer. Gets it to the back row to Lubin. Passes forward to Wellensack. Sets Beethy. Beethy with the kill. I could probably just have a little recording that I could hit. Set Beethy. Beethy kill. Point JCC.
Her eighth one of the day, and for the night, Annie Backemeyer, five kills of her own.
All right. Now back with eight kills. Beethy back to serve. Ashley Beethy, the senior, 6'3". Jump serve to the back row. They set it to Backemeyer across the far side and a little tip across from Brooke Gowdy. Backemeyer tipped it to Gowdy, and Gowdy just lifted it over the net and dropped it down. Gowdy's a senior with 188 kills of her own. She's a second leading attacker on this night team from Elwin Murdoch. Serving is Riley Gordon. Smith in the back row passes forward to Wellensack, who sets Lubin. Lubin tried to push one down in the corner, couldn't get it. To the back row, trying to save it. A free ball put across, great job there by Johnson County for the save. A free ball coming their way. Bobadilla passes to Wellensack. Wellensack sets Lubin. Lubin with the swing, can't get it down. Long rally across court, a swing dug out by Smith in the back row. That one from Gowdy. Set to Meade out of the back row. And the ball comes over. Bobadilla's there. Bobadilla with the tip. Free ball is going to go down. And the tip by Lucy Backemeyer. Long rally. Getting the point. Elwood Murdoch.
And that's one of those rallies you love to win for just a little bit of momentum.
7-5. Elwood Murdoch up by two. Here in set number two. JCC leads 1-0. Lubin receives the set. Puts it to the middle. There's a try for the tip by Buchanan, and Buchanan could not quite get that one to clear the net. Came up short, an attack error. And now, Elwood Murdoch with their biggest lead here in set number two, up by three, 8-5. Serving, Riley Gordon. Received by Lubin. Pass to Wellensack. Set to Lubin. Lubin to the back row and into the net. A net violation on the night. Point goes to Johnson County Central.
And
sometimes Elwood Murdoch is their own worst enemy here. Net violations, hitting the antenna, attack errors, service errors. All right, 8-6. JCC up by two with Sophia Smith serving. Smith, Zirat in the back row. Passes to Backemeyer. She tried to tip one across, couldn't get it. Here's a set to the left side to Lubin. Lubin couldn't drop it. Now Gowdy takes a swing at it. Chasing it down is Smith. Weber does a good job of getting the ball over the net with a free ball. There's a huge swing and a kill by Hadley Hurdle. Hurdle with the kill for the Knights.
Hurdle just a sophomore, too.
9-6 now. The Knights are up. In the previous two meetings between these schools, the Knights have won set number two in both instances, 25-20 and 25-19. Right now, they're up by four in set number two of this one, trailing 1-0. Serving will be Fleischman. Beattie receives the serve, puts it forward. Here's Molly Weber. She got her swing blocked. Now they set Lubin. Lubin tries to go down this left side. That's picked up nicely. Gowdy with a swing, and it's just in. Hannah Bornemeyer with the kill. to kill on the left side. Hannah has put Elwood Murdoch up by four now, 10-6.
Well, what's different for the Knights? They said it's not the offense, it's the defense.
Serving, Jalen Fleshman. JCC needing a side out here. The student body all dressed in red across standing, shouting encouragement to the Lady Thunderbirds. Newman not able to handle it. Ace serve for Elwood Murdoch. The Knights get the ace serve from Jaden Fleshman. Timeout taken, Johnson County Central. 11-6, Elwood Murdoch leading in set number two. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Radio app.
Attention nurses, Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, Nebraska is hiring. We have multiple full-time positions available with a generous sign-on bonus. Join our dedicated team and enjoy competitive pay, competitive health care, and great benefits. Don't miss this chance to grow your career while making a difference in our community. Apply today at Johnson County Hospital, where your future begins. Visit Johnson County Hospital's website to learn more.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome you back to Johnson County Central High School. The T-Birds trailing set to 11-6 here in the district final. This game presented by Mead Lumber. Mead Lumber, your hometown building partner. A few of our other sponsors tonight: Chief Drugs, the Green Bend, both here in Tecumseh, and Ring Seed. Shout out to Vern Kettlehaken.
All right, back to serve for Elwood Murdoch is Jalen Fleshman, 5'5 sophomore defensive specialist. Elwood Murdoch. Oh, service error. That will be the fifth service error of the afternoon for Elwood Murdoch.
And each time takes a little bit of that momentum and gives it back to the T-Birds.
Yeah, every time they get a string of points going here, then something like that gets them. Reese Carter serving now for the Thunderbirds. Riley Gordon receives it, sets it across. The tip comes across from Hannah Bornemeyer. Here's a set to Lubin. Lubin with the kill. There were two blockers up there trying to block it, were Ashley Hurdle and Lucy Backemeyer, but somehow Lubin just put it between them and dropped it at their feet. 11-8, the lead is three for Elwood Murdoch in set number two. JCC leads 1-0. There's a block again by Molly Weber. Weber got up there. You know, we talk about the 1-2 punch of Lubin and Beefy. Actually, it's a 1-2.5-3. That's because Weber steps up when she's needed, and she did it there. JCC back within two, 11-9. Set goes across the way to Bornemeyer. Hannah Bornemeyer dug out in the back. Free ball put across by Beefy. Just tipped it over the net. Now a swing at the net. Blocked away nicely. Weber's there doing battle. Reese Carter digs it out. Weber with a swing, and she'll get the kill. Molly Weber picks up the kill for Johnson County Central. Her fourth kill of the afternoon.
And it's what makes Johnson County Central so tough. Beefy's in the back row, but you can't take a break because you have Weber Lubin up front.
JCC, after trailing by four, is back to within one here in set number two, 11-10. Elwood Murdoch up by one. Serving Reese Carter on the swing. Attack error by Hannah Bornemeyer. Couldn't get her down. Timeout taken now, all tied up at 11-all here in set number two. Timeout, Elwood Murdoch. We'll be back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908.
Sunny 101.3.
Coming up in just a few minutes over on our sister station, KTNC, the Sacred Heart Irish Girls are on the road at Cambridge. Troy Nelson is standing by the pregame show at 2:50, first serve at 3 o'clock. Coming up in just a few minutes, that's on KTNC. Here, Reese Carter serving for JCC. We're tied at 11. Big attack from the near side by Hurdle. Hurdle couldn't get it down across court. Now the try is going to be off the block, out of bounds. The kill for Anna Bornemeyer. Bornemeyer gets the kill, and that puts Elmwood Murdoch, the Knights, back up by one. 12-11 here in this set number two. Zoe Zerrett serving for the Knights. Oh, that's a tough one to handle. Carter chases it down. A free ball put across and just out on the back line. Trying to put the free ball across was Lubin. Point goes to Elmwood Murdoch. 13-11. The Knights up by two in the second set with Zoe Zerrett serving. Zerrett just clears the net. Picked up nicely by Lubin. Set to Lubin. Lubin got blocked back. It goes off of Sophia Smith. Great job on the block there by Lucy Backemeyer.
And once again, it's the Knights' defense that's really giving them some momentum.
What's keeping them in this thing right now? 14-11. Knights up by three once again. After that timeout, they've come out with three straight points. There's Beatty. Swing got it down with a kill out of the back row. Beatty is so tall, she can go up and elevate in that back row and still get a good angle on the volleyball coming across the net. Now, Harley Lubin back to serve. Lubin, the senior. 14-12. JCC trailing by two. They'll send it across the far side to Bornemeyer and got it down just inside. Bornemeyer with the kill. Point Elmwood Murdoch. 15-12. The Knights up by three. JCC, as we said in the pregame, has only lost five sets all year, two of them to this team. Serving is Lucy Backemeyer. Backemeyer service. Picked up by Lubin in the back row. Reese Carter passes forward. Free ball put across by Wellensack. On the attack comes Annie Backemeyer. Annie Backemeyer. It's out. Attack error by Annie Backemeyer. Point Johnson County Central. There again, it's their errors that are keeping Johnson County competitive. 15-13. The lead is two for Elmwood Murdoch with Molly Weber back serving for the Thunderbirds. Weber's serve goes to the back row left corner. Annie Backemeyer, big swing from the corner. That put up by Brooklyn Mann. Now a set to Beasy, and Beasy with the kill. She put that one on a laser right into the center back row between a couple of the girls. No chance to react to it when it comes that fast.
Halfway through set two, Beasy hits 10 kills.
How would you like to have that ball coming at you that way? Wow. Molly Weber serving. Weber puts it down deep in the back row. They pass it forward to Backemeyer. There's a swing that's down and good with the kill. That was Annie Backemeyer. Annie and Lucy both in the game here. Wonder if they're sisters. I wouldn't be surprised. Senior and sophomore. Serving is Grayson Haynes now. Haynes serving for Elmwood Murdoch. The Knights up by 2-16-14. Sophia Smith to Wellensack. Trying to put the free ball across the beat. He couldn't get there.
17-14. Knight lead here in set two. We're in Tecumseh, Nebraska for C2 district final volleyball action.
Grayson Haynes serving for Elmwood Murdoch. Received in the back row by Lubin. The set comes to Beatty. Beatty pulled it off again. Both blockers are expecting that big swing going to the right. Instead, she uses the left hand and just tips it inside this left line. Point Johnson County Central. Thunderbirds back within two now, 17-15. Riley Wellensack serving for JCC. Wellensack serve just clears the net. That's a hard one to play. Across court, into the net. Attack error by Brooke Gowdy. Point Johnson County Central. The Thunderbirds back within one now, 17-16. On the line this afternoon, a ticket to the state volleyball tournament. Also on the line is that undefeated 30-0 streak here for JCC. Wallensek serve received in the back row, sat across near the net, and off the net, attack error by Annie Backemeyer. Beatty was there, and sometimes it's just intimidating just having Beatty across the net from you. All tied at 17 apiece in set number two. JCC leading one set to none. Riley Wellensack serving to the back row. Backemeyer chases it down across court set. That attack by Brooke Gowdy doesn't go. Set to Beefy. Beefy tries to push to the back corner. Just out. So close. Oh, so close. On the back corner left side, Beefy thought she had it down, but it was out. It was a proper call. 18-17. Elmwood Murdoch back up by one with Annie Backemeyer serving for the Knights. Backemeyer. Oh, that was a tough one to handle. Lubin couldn't get to it. Goes up into the stands. Annie Backemeyer with the ace serve. And now Elmwood Murdoch up by two, 19-17, trying to be the first team to 20. Annie Backemeyer serving for Elmwood Murdoch. And that one is long, service error number six of the afternoon for Elmwood Murdoch. And that keeps Johnson County close, down by one, 19-18. Back serving is going to be Ashley Beefy. Beefy waiting to proceed. Here comes her jump serve. And she just dinks one over. That's the equivalent of hitting him with three fastballs in a row and then throwing a changeup.
She did, and she, you know, short serve there, you're not expecting it, and get the game tied here, 19-19.
Ashley Beefy, that was a finesse serve is what that one was. Here's Ashley Beefy. This time she'll swing away at it, puts it to the back row. Annie Backemeyer sets it across to Backemeyer, and that was Ashley Hurdle with the kill. Now Riley Gordon comes back into the lineup, replacing Brooklyn Manns. Riley Gordon in to serve. Elmwood Murdoch, the first one to 20 in this set, up 20-19. Gordon serve, picked up by Beefy, back row. Set to Beefy out of the back row, and she'll get the kill. Point goes to Johnson County Central. We're even at 20 apiece. The coaching staff is upset about something here from Elmwood Murdoch.
I think they wanted thought Beefy might have came into the front row for her kill, stepped on the line, the attacking line out of the back row.
The complaint was. The officials did not agree. We're tied at 20 here in set number two. Serving Sophia Smith in a service error for Johnson County. Sophia Smith, when you least want that to happen, the service error comes and the point goes to Elmwood Murdoch.
And a big credit to the Knights this set. You know, they really haven't allowed JCC to go on many long runs, and that's helped them stay in this one.
Jalen Fleshman serving for the Knights. 21-20. Elmwood Murdoch up by one. Set number two. JCC took set number one. Smith receives a serve in the back row. The set comes to Lubin. Lubin got blocked back. Again, Smith will set it to Lubin. Lubin this time tries to tip it back deeper. Dug out in the back row. Across court set and the kill by Hannah Bornemeyer. 22-20. Knights three away. Timeout taken. Johnson County Central. We'll take a timeout also. Don't go away. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Our presenting sponsor for this afternoon's game is Mead Lumber, your hometown building partner. Mead Lumber, building more than projects, building community. Today's game also brought to you in part by Community Medical Center in Falls City, the Auburn Insurance Service, and Western National Bank. Say thanks to those folks if you enjoy high school volleyball here on Sunny 101.3. Jaden Fleshman serving now for Elmwood Murdoch. Long serve, service error number seven, Point Johnson County. It seemed like those service errors come at the most crucial times here, too.
Really kept the Thunderbirds in at the second set.
Angel Buchanan leaves, checking in a replacer. Reese Carter comes in to serve now for JCC. Carter serve, clears the net. Backemeyer with a set to the near side. Nearly blocked. Smith picks it up in the back row. Pass to Wolosek. Back row, put the dink over by Beefy. She'll get the kill. We're even at 22 apiece. Ashley Beefy has such a variety of things she can do to you, from the big overpowering home run swing to that little soft changeup dink. Reese Carter serving. Tied at 22, all timeout taken. Elmwood Murdoch. We'll step aside, be back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
Well, we've got a battle going this afternoon here in Tecumseh, all tied at 22 apiece in set number two, Elmwood Murdoch, Johnson County Central. My name is Randy Gattola, describing your play-by-play. Glad to have you tuned in. We thank you for listening to Sunny 101.3. Dylan Hendricks alongside Ray Penning is our producer-engineer for this presentation. Here's the serve to the back row. Backemeyer with a set across and a swing and a kill for Annie Backemeyer. When I say Backemeyer to Backemeyer, Lucy Backemeyer is the setter. Annie Backemeyer is the hitter. Sometimes I don't have time to clarify. Serving is Zoe Zira, 23-22. Elmwood Murdoch up by one. There's Wolensek with the set to Lubin. Lubin with a kill. Had a couple of defenders in the area. Lubin just put it right in their face. We're tied at 23-all. Harley Lubin serving for Johnson County Central. JCC up one set to none. Lubin serve, clears the net, back row. Backemeyer to Backemeyer. Backemeyer with a swing. Smith in the back row picks it up. Set to Beathy. Beathy with the dink. Couldn't get it down. Dug out nicely on the near side by Riley Gordon. There's a swing the other direction. Smith back row puts it forward. There's Molly Weber with a try for the kill. And we're going to have a net violation on Elmwood Murdoch. Point Johnson County Central. Molly Weber was up there doing battle with Lucy Backemeyer. Set point, Johnson County, 24-23. Serving is Harley Lubin. Here's the set point. Lubin serve. Handled in the back row. Lucy Backemeyer sets it across. And an attack there. Annie Backemeyer, point Johnson County Central. The Thunderbirds take set number two, 25-23. We'll take a two-minute timeout. Johnson County leads it two sets to none here on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's Friday Night Lights, and Mead Lumber is proud to bring you the game of the week. From the first snap to the final buzzer, we're building more than projects. We're building community. Whether you're upgrading your home, tackling a big build, or just need the right tools for the job, Mead Lumber has you covered. Cheer loud, play hard, and remember, when it comes to quality service and hometown pride, Mead Lumber is right here, building community with you from design to finish.
Fast Global Solutions is cheering on area school athletics. They work to bring home the win. Just like those athletes, Fast Global Solutions has been providing winning solutions that help our customers, communities, and employees thrive. From sales to manufacturing to service and parts, our talented team works together to deliver the highest quality equipment and top-notch customer service. A global company with small-town spirit, Fast has been proudly supporting our schools and community for over 40 years. Learn more at FastSolutions.com.
Before the turkey hits the table, hit the pavement for a cause. It's Community Medical Center's annual turkey trot, Thursday, November 27th. Walk, run, or stroll to support the Senka Food Pantry and Richardson County House of Hope. Join us on the CMC campus. Registration starts at 7:30 with the trot kicking off at 8. Entry's just $25 and every step makes a difference. Register online or contact Linda Santo with questions. Let's give thanks and give back. The CMC Turkey Trot, November 27th in Falls City.
When your ride needs a little TLC, head to Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop car shop in Auburn, Nebraska. From tires and brakes to alignments and full repairs, our AFC-certified mechanics have you covered with expert care and hometown service. Whether it's an oil change or something more, call Mike today at 402-274-4947 to schedule your appointment. Or swing by 2314 J Street and we'll get you back on the road in no time. Auburn Auto Center, 402-274-4947.
Sunny 101.3.
This live coverage of Johnson County Central Volleyball is brought to you in part by Community Medical Center, Auburn Insurance Service, also the Western National Bank, as well as the Johnson County Hospital, Wary Brothers Mortuary, and Johnson Quick Shop. Say thanks to all of those folks for this live coverage of high school volleyball. Got some scores there, Dylan?
Yeah, after two sets, Norfolk Catholic leads Centura 2-0. Also in Class A, two Guardian Angels, Central Catholic 2-0. That lead over a Valentine team who beat out Elmwood Murdoch by .0061 wild card points. Otherwise, those two would have been flipped. Elmwood Murdoch would have came or went to GAC, and Valentine would have came down here to Johnson County.
A couple of C2 finals already this afternoon. UTAN defeated St. Paul 3-0, and it was Freeman over Fremont Bergen 3-0. So we know that UTAN and Freeman are in the state volleyball tournament next week in Lincoln. Here in Tecumseh, Johnson County Central leading 2-0 now, 25-19, and a squeaker 25-23. They're in set number 2, and it'll be interesting to see now how Elmwood Murdoch reacts to that heartbreaking loss is now in that second set. Have a little timeout while the flag man here, line judge, ties his shoe. I've seen him stop it before for the players. I've never seen the line judge. Coach Kirk Ferris, our line judge here at Johnson County Central. All right, serving for Elmwood Murdoch to start this one off. Asley Hurdle to serve it, 5'10", sophomore. Hurdle serve, picked up by Lubin in the back row. Pass to Wallacek, sent to Beethy. Beethy with the kill right off the bat. Beethy put that one right at Zoe Zerrett. Zerrett made a heck of an effort to get there, but just could not get under that thing. Coming in with such velocity. All right, Molly Weber to serve now for JCC. Thunderbirds up 1-0 here in set number 3. Weber serve, tough to handle. Dug out right in the center. Free ball comes across. Back row Lubin. Pass forward to Wallensek. Wallensek sets Beethy. Beethy, back row, got it. Beethy with her second kill. I believe that's 15 kills for her now this afternoon for Beethy. 6 kills so far for Lubin. Molly Weber has 5. Those are the leading attackers for Johnson County. Here's Molly Weber serving. JCC up 2-0 here in set number 3. Weber with another successful serve to the back row. They'll set to the near side. Back row picked up nicely by Lubin. Set forward to Beethy. Beethy puts it across court. Dug out nicely over there. Here's the attack back the other direction. Beethy comes to Weber with it. Weber sets Beethy. And Beethy hammers it across. Picked up. Good defense over here. A little bit of an overpass. Free ball. Net violation on Elmwood Murdoch. Point Johnson County Central. JCC up 3-0. Cheering section across the way, reminding them you can't do that. These kids are having fun as it comes to this afternoon. Molly Weber ready to serve it. Her team up 3-0. Oh, service error. Molly's embarrassed by that one. Put her hand to her face. You notice that the first thing they do is look at the coach. Like, I don't know what happened, coach. Service error for Molly Weber makes it 3-1 now. Johnson County Central up. Here's Grayson Haynes serving for the Knights. Pass to Wallensek, set to Beethy. Beethy tried to lob one over soft that time. The changeup didn't work. That was a nice swing and a kill by Annie Backemeyer. Backemeyer took that set from Backemeyer from Lucy, and Annie got it down for the kill off the block. 3-2, JCC up by 1, serving Grayson Haynes for the Knights. Haynes to the back row. Schmidt is there. Set to Wallensek. Wallensek tried to tip one across, couldn't get it down. Now they pass to Wallensek again. She'll try to dip it over, couldn't get it. And the swing and the kill by Annie Backemeyer. Point goes to Elmwood Murdoch. We're tied at 3 apiece.
And when they can get that quick set to Backemeyer, she is tough. That's her 9th kill of the night.
All right. Ready to serve away here now again. It's going to be Grayson Haynes. They come forward to Wellensek, set to Beethy. Beethy with the kill, got it down off the block. Beethy got the kill, makes it 4-3. Johnson County Central now here in set number 3. JCC is up two sets to none here in this Class C2 district final. There's the serve from Wallensek. They come to the near side, got it across. Lubin digs it out. Wallensek, oh, an overpass and a kill. That one put down by Elmwood Murdoch's Annie Backemeyer. So now Backemeyer will go back to serve. We're even at four apiece here in the second set. Johnson County Central leading two sets to none in this Class C2 district final. Serving is Annie Backemeyer. Backemeyer serve into the back row. Lubin receives. Pass forward to Wallensek. Sent to Meathy. Meathy with the big kill. Again, she got that trajectory down at that 45-degree angle. Not able to handle it are the Knights. JCC goes up 5-4 here in set number three. That'll put Ashley Meathy back at the service line now for Johnson County Central. Meathy ready to come forward with that big jump serve she has. Her team up 5-4. There's a serve to the back row. They come to the near side to Brooklyn Manns. Now across the way. Free ball comes across. Smith gets it to Beatty. Beatty sets Lubin. Lubin with the swing. Lubin couldn't get it down. Overpass. Lubin is there to chip it down. And she'll get the kill. Harley Lubin with the kill on the overpass. Makes it 6-4. Johnson County Central up by two now in this third set. Continuing to serve is Ashley Beatty, the senior, for the Thunderbirds of Johnson County Central. I'm Randy Gatula calling your play-by-play here at JCC as Beatty puts it across to the back row. Backemeyer with the set. Gowdy with the free ball across. Wallensek with the set to Lubin. Lubin with the swing off the block. She'll get the kill. Harley Lubin picks up the kill. That's her eighth kill of the afternoon here at Tecumseh. 7-4. JCC opens up a three-point advantage in this third set. They lead it two sets to none as Ashley Beathy continues to serve for the T-Birds. Here comes Beathy's jump serve. Zirat in the back row, passing forward to Backemeyer. Cross court set to Lucy Backemeyer. Picked up nicely back there by Wellensack in the back row. Beathy gets down and digs one out. There's a set to Lubin. Couldn't get there, and the point's going to go to Elmwood Murdoch. 7-5 now. Johnson County Central lead down to two. And serving for Elmwood Murdoch will be Riley Gordon. Gordon to serve. Smith in the back row waiting to receive it. Beathy gets it there. Forward to Wallensek. Back row set to Beathy. Oh, too much mustard on that one. The adrenaline kicked in there, and Beathy didn't just hit that one out. She got it up off the back line, almost got the wall. Here's the serve. Smith receives back row. Pass to Wallensek. Set to Lubin. Lubin tried to sneak one down on him. Couldn't get it. Bornemeyer passes across. Again, the set out of the back row to Beathy. Not able to handle it in the back row was Riley Gordon. When Beathy comes out of that back row with that one, it is something.
Now 18 kills on the night for Ashley Beathy.
So, serving now will be Sophia Smith. Smith on the serve here for JCC. And a service error into the net. Well, that service error has crept into the game of both of these. I think that's only the second or third one for JCC. Elmwood Murdoch has had seven this afternoon service errors. JCC still up by one in this third set, 8-7. This is the C2 district final to go to state. Serving for Elmwood Murdoch is Jalen Fleshman. Back row, Lubin picks it up, set to Molly Weber. She got it down. Oh, no. Oh, my goodness.
Called it in, though. I think they overruled the line judge.
Yeah, the official overruled the line judge. Because the line judge ruled it out, and it was definitely in, and the up official overruled the line judge. So it was in. I knew what I saw. Point goes Johnson County Central, 9-7. JCC up by two. In the back row, Backemeyer with the dink, puts it across, still gets the kill. Lubin wasn't ready for it. And the point goes to Elmwood Murdoch. 9-8, Johnson County Central up by one. They're leading two sets to none. They took the first set 25-19, a squeaker in the second set 25-23, and now leading by one in set number three. Serving, James Sampson. Beathy receives the serve. Back row set to Beathy. There's that powerful swing. Beathy, they got a back across. Beathy not able to get there. And a kill across the way by Hannah Bornemeyer. Hannah sneaks up and gets one on you once in a while.
And once again, it's the defense that's leading to the offense. A good dig there in the back row.
Hannah Bornemeyer is kind of the Molly Weber of the Knights here. All right. Lubin receives to Weber. Weber with the swing. Couldn't get it on the attack. And there's a big swing, too much by Hannah Bornemeyer. That one goes out on the back line. Point Johnson County Central. Thunderbirds back up now by one. 10-9. T-Birds lead it in set number three. Harley Lubin serving. Lubin service. Ace serve. Before the timeout earlier, I started to tell the story. When Harley Lubin was 5 years old, she used to come and sit next to me at the basketball broadcast, put on a headset, and listen intently and sit there and smile and watch the game. And all that was probably, 10 years ago. Back to live action. Here's Willensick sitting. Beefy! Oh, they saved one. Tipped it over. Great save in the back row. There's Molly Weber with the dink. Molly couldn't get it down. Now Bornemeyer. Picked up by Smith, chasing it down to Beefy. Willensack gets it across. Big rally here. Again, Bornemeyer with the set. Backemeyer sets it across to Annie Backemeyer. There's a swing and a kill. The kill for Anna Bornemeyer. I had my Bornemeyers and my Backemeyers all involved in that one at once. And the point goes to Elmwood Murdoch. There's Brooklyn Manns, the right side hitter. Back onto the floor now for Elmwood Murdoch. Serving for the Knights is Lucy Backemeyer. 11-10, JCC up by one. Sophia Smith receives the serve, passes it over. The set comes to Beefy. Beefy with the kill. Riley Willensick handles that thing so quickly on the set there that it's sometimes hard to even get her name mentioned. Too many syllables in Willensick. Riley, I'll just call her by her first name. Riley with the perfect set that time to Beefy. She hit it on the way up. There's Molly Weber with an ace serve. That's one of those that almost was a bad serve. It just hit the tape and then dropped in front of the return lady. 13-10, JCC up by three. In set number three, Molly Weber continues to serve for the Thunderbirds. Weber to the back row. Backemeyer at the net. Backemeyer sets and a kill for Annie Backemeyer. Lucy Backemeyer with the set, Annie with the kill. Substitute checking in to serve is Grayson Haynes now. Grayson Haynes coming in to serve. 13-11, Johnson County Central up by two. Serving, Grayson Haynes. Beefy receives the serve, passes to Willensick, sent to Beefy. Beefy with the kill. She got it into the face of Zoe Zirit. Zirit couldn't handle it back there in the corner and dropped it for the point JCC. Johnson County Central, if you're just checking in, already up two sets to none here. Leading set number three, 14-11. Back row swing. Willensick set to the left side. Gowdy couldn't get it down. Now they come to Beefy. Beefy from the corner on the left side. Beefy couldn't drop it. There's a little dink. Beefy picked it up. Willensick sets Beefy. Beefy goes across and she'll get a kill out of this. No, they saved it. Wow, what an effort in the back row. Now Beefy answers again. They won't get that one. Beefy came back, I think, upset that the other one didn't go down. If you're looking for Sacred Heart Volleyball, it's over on KTNC. Troy Nelson should be underway right now at Cambridge. Our Fall City listeners, we do have the Sacred Heart Irish over on KTNC, 1230 AM, 107.1 FM. There's another ace serve for Harley Lubin. And that makes it 16-11. Timeout taken on the floor by the Elmwood and Murdoch Knights. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the NSAA and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Sunny 101.3.
Again, we want to remind our Fall City listeners, if you're looking for Sacred Heart Irish Volleyball at Cambridge, they are live right now over on our sister station, KTNC, 1230 AM, 107.1 FM, and of course online at mscsports.net. Troy Nelson has the call. He is in Cambridge. Where's Cambridge? About 250 miles straight west of Fall City, just this side of McCook. It's a long ways out there. And that's on the air right now on KTNC. Later tonight, Nebraska-USC football will join the pregame show on the Husker Network immediately as we wrap up Sacred Heart Volleyball. Here at 16-11, JCC with the serve. Swing picked up nicely by Wolinsack. There's a set to Beefy. Beefy got it. Oh, they dug it out. Great job. Great job defensively. Smith, pass to Wolinsack. Wolinsack to Beefy. Beefy again with a big swing. This one's going to come down near the net. Tipped across nicely by on the far side by Buchanan. There's a kill back row. Smith with a good pickup. Again, going after to Robin. Long rally. Set to Beefy. Beefy off balance swing. Puts it across court. Couldn't get it. Down from the left side, that's Gowdy. Moving in the back row. Dig set to Wolinsack. Wolinsack with the pass. Goes to Beefy. Beefy with a big kill. Picked up by Zurich in the back row. Now Gowdy gets it across off the block. And the point goes to Elwood Burdock. Long rally that time, Dylan.
Long rally there for the Knights. And one that kind of stops the bleeding a little bit. I think JCC was on about a 3 or 4 point run there.
16-12. JCC leading set number 3. Serving for Elwood Burdock is Annie Backemeyer. Andy to the back row. Lubin receives it. Puts it forward to Beefy. Beefy with the huge swing and the kill. That is her 22nd kill of the afternoon. I think she averages like 20 kills per match. And most of their matches only go 3 sets. Keep that in mind. If you look down this scorecard here, very few matches go beyond 3. Beefy serving with 22 kills this afternoon. Her team up 17-12 in set 3, leading 2 sets to 9. They'll send it across to Ashley Hurdle. Free ball comes across. Beefy to Wolinsack. Wolinsack sets Lubin. Lubin in the back row. Grayson Haynes passes forward. Gowdy got it into the corner. Great job by Brooke Gowdy. I started to say too long, but then that ball just tailed off and dropped right in front of the back line. 17-13, JCC. A 4-point lead in this third set. We're live from Tecumseh this afternoon. Riley Gordon serving. Beefy receives it, passes to Wolinsack. Set comes across, a huge swing. Free ball comes back again, Smith to Wolinsack. Back row set to Beefy. They got that one. Great job there by Riley Gordon. And now Gill coming back the other direction. That one, I think, put down by Lucy Backemeyer. Lucy and Annie, I get them crossed up here occasionally. Serving, Riley Gordon, 17-14, JCC by 3. Set comes to Lubin. Lubin tries to dink one over and got it. She took a page out of Beefy's playbook there. They were expecting the big swing, and she threw the changeup. Lubin, that was a finesse point there. Harley Lubin now, nearing double figures. She has 9 kills on the afternoon, 18-14. Bobadilla serving for Johnson County Central. Backemeyer service error, or hitting error, attack error by Annie Backemeyer into the net. Point goes to Johnson County Central. Bobadilla, the senior, middle blocker, back serving again. 19-14, up by 5 are the Lady T-Birds. There's a great block by Molly Weber and Buchanan. He's with Buchanan there. Point goes to Johnson County Central. They mishandled it after the block. That'll bring Zoe Zerrett back onto the floor to play as the libero in the back row. Timeout taken by Elwood Murdoch. 20-14. Johnson County Central in command, getting closer to a trip to the state tournament. We'll be back after this 30-second break on Sunny 101.3 of the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Pawnee Assisted Living is a nonprofit organization offering a 24-bed facility featuring beautiful home-like surroundings. Their friendly, helpful staff assists with administering medication, weekly housekeeping, and activities of daily living as needed. Meals, snacks, social activities are provided daily in a fun family environment. If you are looking for a comfortable assisted living home for your loved one, call Pawnee City Assisted Living today at 402-852-2055.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Well, Johnson County Central just 5 points away from a trip to the state tournament, 5 points away from preserving their undefeated season. They are 30-0 coming into this one.
17 years, 2008, the last time the T-Birds were in Lincoln.
Bobadilla with the serve to the back row. Hard one to handle. That's Gowdy with the swing. Pass comes over to set to Lubin. Blocked away. Lubin tried to save it, but it goes off the ceiling and comes out of bounds. It'll be a point, Elmwood Murdoch. 20-15. My partner over here almost came up with the volleyball that time. Got to be quicker with the hands there, Dylan. All right, serving. Elmwood Murdoch is Jalen Freshman, just a sophomore. 20-15. JCC up by 5. Freshman. Newman not able to handle it. It'll be an ace serve for Freshman. Makes it 20-16. The lead is 4. JCC took the first two sets this afternoon. They lead it 2-0. Continuing to serve is Jalen Freshman, the sophomore. Here's Fleshman serve. Beethy back row receive. Pass to Wellensack. Sets to Beethy out of the back row and still has the kill. Beethy put that one right at Annie Backemeyer. Annie Backemeyer could not handle it. When they get Beethy out of that back row, it is coming at you, and it's coming at you hard. And that's what happened there.
The T-Birds 4 points away.
All right, you're running. Serving. Out of the back row with the serve. There's the swing and dug out nicely on the attack. That time was Hurdle. Just into the back corner. Kill for Johnson County Central. The kill for Harley Lubin. She's in double figures with 10 kills now. 22-16. Johnson County Central. 3 points away. Back serving for Johnson County Central now is Reese Carter. Carter, just a sophomore. Oh, that would have maybe been out. They played it in the back row. And now it goes off the ceiling. Free ball comes across. Wallacek with a set to Molly Weber. Weber with the kill. Molly Weber puts it down. That is her 7th kill of the afternoon. Molly Weber having a great game here. She plays in the shadow of Bethia Lubin, but Molly Weber shines through on that one. 23-16. JCC 2 points away. Here's Backemeyer with the dink. Picked up nicely. Oh, they tried to dig it out of the back row there by Buchanan. Couldn't get to it. And the side out goes to the Knights. 23-17. JCC 2 points away. Serving for Elmwood Murdoch is James Sampson. Sampson. Lubin receives it. Passes to Wellenset. Set to Weber. Weber tried to flip it to the right line. Couldn't get it down. Free ball comes across. Picked up by Schmidt. Pass to Wellensack. Set to Lubin. Lubin off the block. They'll have to chase it down, and it's going to be a free ball. Back across. Beethy back row. Pass Wellensack. Wellensack sets Beethy out of the back row, and it'll be a kill for Beethy. 1 point away from the state tournament. The Johnson County Central T-Birds have... They have set and match point up 24-17. 1 point away from going to state. Serving is Harley Lubin for Johnson County Central. Received. They put it forward to Backemeyer. Here's a set to Backemeyer. Smith passes forward to Wellensack. Beethy with the swing. Couldn't get it down. They save it. Free ball coming across. Picked up again, Wellensack. Wellensack tries to tip one across. Couldn't get it down. Here's a swing by Gowdy. That got it down to a point. That was Hannah Bornemeyer. Point goes to Elmwood Murdoch. 24-18. This will be the second match point for Johnson County Central. Serving Lucy Backemeyer. On the receive, Paige Smith. Smith passes forward. Gets it to Wellensack. Swing by Beefy. And blocked away the kill. And there it is. Johnson County Central takes set number 3. 25-18. They win 3-0 today over Elmwood Murdoch. They remain undefeated, 31-0 on the season, and they will be playing in Lincoln at 5 o'clock Thursday afternoon in Lincoln at Pinnacle Bank Arena in the state volleyball tournament. We'll have live coverage of that state tournament for you right here on Sunny 101.3. We're going to take a one-minute timeout. We'll come back with a brief wrap-up, and then we'll get you back to regular programming after this one-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online.
Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
T-Birds, 17 years since their last trip to the state tournament. A great team, 31-0. The T-Birds getting their district championship trophy right now.
All right, that just about wraps it up for our live coverage of volleyball. Don't forget the Sacred Heart Irish are now over on KTMC. Be sure to switch over and join them. So, for Dylan Henrys and Ray Penning, our producer-engineer, I'm Randy Catullo. We bid you good afternoon. You've been enjoying Johnson County Central Thunderbird Volleyball on Sunny 101.3.
Johnson Quick Stop is your one-stop shop in Johnson, Nebraska for travel, fuel, and repair needs. From fresh, home-cooked meals for breakfast and lunch to gas, drinks, pizza, burgers, and even quick vehicle repairs, we've got you covered. We're also the proud sponsors of the Father's Day Chicken Barbecue.